From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, thousands of young people do good in their neighbor's neighborhood. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. Young people from the Seventh-day Adventist Church are making a difference in their society. Through Operation Save a Youth, or OSA, an initiative of the Central Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, which includes churches in Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Catherine. The vision is to plant seeds of service and volunteerism, one community at a time, and inspire others to do the same.
Every year we have an initiative where we ask the young people to sacrifice their time and talents and to come out and help those in need.
OSA Marketing Officer Patricia Grant. She notes that another intention is to engage young people, especially those in underserved communities, in meaningful activities that will inspire hope and a sense of purpose.
What we do on an annual basis is we identify one of the three parishes and all youth from all three parishes gather at that one particular parish. So 2015 it was Manchester, last year we were in Clarendon, this year we'll be in St. Catherine.
On March 19, the group hopes to participate in about 30 outreach activities.
We'll be cleaning the market, painting the market. We'll be cleaning the cemetery, the streets. We've identified some homes for elderly persons who are in need. And we'll be doing some paint jobs, providing mattresses and any care or the bathroom facilities that these persons would need.
OSA Youth will gather at Jose Marti High School before being assigned to their various project groups.
Devotions actually start at 8 and then we spread throughout all of St. Catherine as far as Lynn State, to Portmore, Spanish Town. We're looking to see over 3,000 young people in their shirts, in their uniforms, completing these projects.
In 2015, OSA undertook similar activities in Clarendon. Acting principal of Gimimibit Primary and Infant School in the parish, Sue Ann Johns, says the entire school was grateful for the support they received from the young people.
OSA has been a part of our school life since 2015 when they came to do some renovative work on our bathroom. The boys' bathroom really needed some renovation, it needed painting, and the bathrooms were not tiled. We didn't have a urinal. And they were never painted from the bathroom was made. OSA came on board and they tiled the bathrooms for us. They painted the walls, they painted the ceiling, and they gave the bathroom a new look. The school was really appreciative of that.
She notes that it was remarkable to see the young people giving selflessly to the development of others. Last year, at least 2,000 OSA youth from Manchester, Clarendon and St. Catherine undertook projects in at least 30 communities in Clarendon. The initiatives included painting and cleaning of roadways, sprucing up of the cemetery and the Maypen Market, as well as minor repairs to houses and schools. The group also gave two scholarships valued at $100,000 each to tertiary students in need. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.